The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's early Frank Sinatra right there. Hey, good morning. Sounds like the one, that's the version from the Polar Express, correct? Hey, Joe on the radio, it is 6:06. Here we go. Let's get started on the show. So much to get into. Thank you for being the great patriot that you are. Thanks for being the great person that you are. I know that you're just a regular great citizen of these United States, and I use that word regular, meaning that you just do your job. You get up every day, you do what you got to do, and you take care of your family and your friends, and you're a member of the community, and you obey the laws, and you love the United States, and then you watch what's going on. This is crazy. It's crazy. Because, you know, I'm trying to be objective. I'm trying to be understanding. And then I see, and I know from starting with this Wuhan virus situation, with the virus just taking over, and now there's more numbers, more hospitalizations, more everything. All of a sudden it came back. And I only go back to, we have been adhering. Most of us have been adhering to every single law that the governors are telling us. Am I wrong or right? Every single law. We you can't touch your face. You got to wear a mask. Wear the mask. We've been adhering to it. It hasn't apparently done anything to flatten the curve. We flattened the curve, and then it came back. And then they always make excuses, and they never question, well, this isn't working. It's just plain not working. So, and then I see people dying, people I know pass away. They say from COVID. Of course, there's always an underlying a problem, always an underlining illness that just exasperates this Wuhan virus. But in the name of goodness gracious, can we just give the medicine out? Is there medicine that you can give out? Is there something that to contain it? They have it. The president got it. And as the president himself said, we should have it. So if someone's sick, we should be able to give the medicine, as opposed to, we're just trying to safeguard everything, and it's not working. It's not working. Thank God the vaccine is here, you know, so you're torn. Then this Max Public House protest in Staten Island. Now, Scott Lobato is a friend. He's a friend of the show. He's the patriotic artist. He is fired up, and everybody's ticked off, and they should. But there is no reason, and there's no way that the government should send in law enforcement if someone's going to try to live and conduct business. There's no way. They're calling this a pandemic. The government has failed us. The government has failed us in this pandemic, and they have. And I mean the state governments that have gone and just locked us down just to lock us down. You can't do this. You can't go out. You can't go out. Yet they do whatever they want. And the mayor of Austin goes out. And he gets on a private plane and he goes to Mexico. You stay home. The mayor of San Francisco, governor of California, they go to the French Laundry restaurant, whatever it is, fancy schmancy, right? You can't go out. They go out. that now they're telling us you can't. Now these poor guys at Max Public House in Staten Island shut it down. I go, look, we're an autonomous zone. Explain to me, and maybe someone can explain to me, we're not getting any answers from any politician outside from the president himself, if I may. But no one's saying, why are you shutting us down like this? Why are you just constantly hurting our business rather than coming up with a solution? Can someone just, could they just explain it? Like, we're supposed to just not show up, not go to the business. And then you could, and if you look at the stats within those businesses, where are there spikes there? But you can't just shut down. Oh, it's so frustrating that you watch this happen, right? And now they have a protest, and God bless the people protesting outside of Max Public House. And there's no way that the government should send law enforcement to shut down regular citizens, but that you can do it when you protest. You've heard this argument so many times. Why doesn't a politician answer that question in New York City or in New Jersey? If there's a protest, that's okay, but you can't conduct business. This is insanity. It's insanity what's happening. I'm telling you, you could burn down someone else's building. You could protest. You could run over a police officer, God forbid. You could cause chaos and rioting, and you're not going to be, and they listen to me. When we saw all that, remember? The mayor and the governor never sent law enforcement. They were the law enforcement, the stellar elite NYPD was told to stand down. They were told to stand down during the riots. You remember that? Why isn't the news reporting this? Why does it always have to come out of this radio show and just like two or three other news outlets? It's so frustrating. I'm just shocked that they send law enforcement to regular citizens, yet when someone writes, they don't even say a thing. That's their right. Well, it's your right to open your business. My goodness gracious, this is cool. So we applaud everybody outside of Max's Public House. God bless you, and God bless America for standing up. They don't know what they're doing. Oh, the virus, it's a hot zone. And then I heard the news. This is scary because all that brainwashing of the news media and that regressive, that whole socialist, what I feel is a communistic approach to news reporting nowadays, you know, now it's in local news. And the one thing you always used to be able to watch, the last bastion of news reporting that you could almost trust is local, right? Not anymore. They're using words like vigilante. They're using words like, you know, going against the law, and they're breaking the law in a hot zone and a red zone of the coronavirus. They're making it look like these guys that want to keep this business open at Max Public House, or if somebody wants to keep a gym open in New Jersey, and if you, God forbid, go against the government, you're going to be arrested, and you're wrong. And the local news is going hook, line, and sinker. And when what gets me? When the president does a speech yesterday, he does it on Facebook, right? And he's just to talk about the election fraud, which we all know happened. But if a politician wants to say, stay home, you can't do anything, you're bad, you're wrong, it's your fault, the virus is your fault, if you want to protest, go ahead, burn down our city, we won't stop you. The local news media, they won't show the president on TV, but they'll show the mayor and the governor telling us how bad we are and what we have to do, and those press conferences that every single one of us are so sick of. But outside of New York, always, aren't they doing a great job? They're not addressing the problem. They're still, the virus is running rampant. It's worse than ever. Apparently, it's worse than ever. And you're not, as a politician, doing anything to contain it, except telling us to stay in our house. And that didn't work. Oh, my gosh. Sorry to get so riled up in the morning, but I see. And then it's not only that. What happened in Staten Island last night? It's all this election situation, this fraud. When you see, I see Mayor Giuliani and Jenna Ellis down, and no one covers it, by the way. You have to find it on Facebook. Find it on YouTube. YouTube. And thank God for you. I go to YouTube now. You go to YouTube. Yeah. The president's speech, I got to go online, because mainstream media is propping up these politicians who tell us how bad we are and what we're doing wrong and what you can't do, but they won't cover anything that really affects our lives, like a presidential election. They won't go there. So I had to find Rudolph Giuliani, and I had to find Jenna Ellis, and they're down in Georgia, and there was one gal that was testifying, and she was like a gal from India, now an American citizen, and working so hard, and she's telling me, she was told, they're told to do egregious things. Don't count this, backdate that. And right there, there's the evidence. What evidence? There it is. It's right there. Mayor Giuliani just presented it. It's so frustrating. Am I right? You're sitting there watching this. You go, what? No, there's evidence. And they say, no, there's no evidence. Oh, this happened. And then I see the news reporting. And they say, and they quote like the Secretary of State of Pennsylvania, who was just, she was so wrong. They stopped people from going to watch and observe the votes in Philadelphia. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. They will not address it. They're lying to you. Then they say, I saw on a network newscast last night, they said the president lied about voter fraud. Yes, actually said those words. The president lied about voter fraud. And then I watch on YouTube, because you got to search it, man. You got to look. I got to go, where's YouTube? Oh, it's not on YouTube. It's on Facebook. Okay, let me dig it up. So I'm watching the network news. Listen, I'm talking to Joe Sibilia, our producer. I got my iPhone. I'm trying to scour where Rudolph Giuliani is, because no one's telling me that where that hearing is. Is that today? Is that now? Is that a recording? You know, and then they say the president lied. No, you're lying to me by saying that. I'm telling you, it's so weird. It will all go away because the ratings of news media is just, it's just crashing and burning. It really is. It's just going down, and thank God. And I keep telling you that the news, the network news, as you know it, is going to be irrelevant. And I'm shocked. When I was coming up, it was Walter Cronkite, for crying out loud. And he would get like, what do you get, 30 million a night, something like that, 40 million a night, honestly. Of course, we didn't have as many news outlets, but none too soon, because we're not getting the news and we try to deal with it as objective as we can. So we'll talk with Scott Lobato. He's there. He's a big proponent. He's an activist. And we're going to talk about this shutdown and arrest. Don't forget, now I don't know who these sheriffs are. I hear they're just a sheriff appointed by the governors. It's like the governor's law enforcement agency. Why didn't he do that during the riots? Can someone say that to me? Can someone explain it to me, please? When there's the riots out there and they're burning other people's businesses and they still haven't recovered, there's still boarded up windows in New York. Why in the name of God if you've got a law enforcement group to do this, you want to defund the police, and you do indeed defund the NYPD as hard as they're working, and why don't you just go after the protesters? No guts, no spine. They're just afraid of it. I can't explain. I don't have an explanation. It's so wrong. And then with the hearings that are going on in this voter fraud, why aren't we being told the truth? It's like we got smoked. So you and I, you're like me, and you hear the frustration in my voice. It's like, well, what are we doing? We do everything right. And then you just get the mean, evil, regressive socialists with the media, with the Communist Party, with the press, you know, with Antifa, with the Marxist organizations that are out there, and they're getting all the press, and the press is telling us, oh, they're all right and you're wrong. You're wrong. That's why I say every morning, thank you for being the great citizen that you are. Because you are. You really are. You stand up, you know? And it's like, I'm not going down. I am not going down. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to keep talking about it. I'm on a mission. We're on a mission here, you know? And we'll talk to Dr. Nina Radcliffe in this hour. We'll talk to Nina about the vaccines, what's going on, and what we have to do, and what are the ill effects of the vaccine once we get them, as my friend Arthur Idala asked just the other day. John Katsimatidis is great. John is, you know, he speaks the truth, and he has the ability to run for office and to win. He's got everything going for him. John does. Now, he's a media mogul now, as you know. You know, CEO of Gristiti's Food, but host of Cats at Night, you know, the Cats Roundtable right here on AM 970, The Answer. He's invited me, I'm very proud to tell you, to do a show at the other station across town. We're all in this together. I keep telling you about the radio family here in New York. We are all in this together with respect and love. And John is bringing us all together with our boss, Mr. Crowley, you know, in Salem Media. But John is a media mogul now, so he's going to jump in. Well, how do you get a guy maybe of John's ability John's being the potent political person that he is, is he gonna run for mayor? Who's gonna take back New York? Who's gonna take back New York? And I think John has an answer for that. Scott Lobato from Staten Island, Aaron Elmore, executive director of USA Strong and Turning Point USA, fired up. We're gonna talk about Mayor Giuliani's that testimony in Michigan that Mayor Giuliani ran yesterday. It was brilliant, actually. Frank Siller, chairman and CEO of Tunnel to Towers Foundation. So proud to have Frank, my friend, on the great work that they're doing and all the good that they're doing for the catastrophically wounded and the smart homes and for first responders. Mr. Siller will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. And Stephen Moore, too. He's going to tell you, hey, the economy's doing good. You hear doom and gloom. It's all doom and gloom. Stephen, the chairman of FreedomWorks Task Force, wrote a great, great article, Why America is Still Conservative. Hello. So Stephen will join us momentarily in your phone calls. Always, I see the calls. Hold if you can, 877-970-2999. And Debbie Duhame's out there. Good morning, Debbie. Mm-hmm. How you doing this morning?
Good. You know, I just finished a book we had interviewed. You had interviewed recently Michael Everett Brown, a doctor whose brother died in 9/11, Captain Patrick Brown. It's called What Brothers Do. That book is amazing.
Oh, so
what
glad
an amazing. Oh, it's just amazing. And you know what? It's that true story of, you know, Dr. Brown. He's coming back from, you know, Las Vegas to find his brother in 9/11. It's just unbelievable story. I highly recommend it.
Remember that. Thank you, Deb. I don't know how you have time to read with running around like you do, but we appreciate it, Deb. And I started Christmas. I started ordering the Christmas stuff
you
yesterday.
Did?
Yes.
Oh, good.
It was like,
good.
You know, oh, gosh. It's like I'm keeping Amazon in business. I mean, you know, so all those items made in China can come right to my door.
I know there are so many, and I buy from Macy's.com too. There's a lot of great places you can just order it, and next thing you know, you've got it, and you know you're all set.
Yep,
you know,
start
wrapping presents.
We're trying to patronize your local businesses, but you know what's open, what's not open, what everything's closed. You're supposed to stay home. So there, you know, it's like a double-edged sword when you hear what the politicians are telling us. Hey, Deb's on the road, 621, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Let's go to the LIE westbound at Minetto Hill Road. A stalled vehicle was just cleared from the HOV lane. It's a little bit busy on the westbound BQE at the Williamsburg Bridge. They just cleaned up an accident there. And it's very busy on the Gowanus eastbound heading up past 38th Street. Watch for delays on the Harlem River Drive southbound down through the 140s. And traffic is moving slowly on the westbound Bruckner getting down toward the Hunts Point Drawbridge. Inbound GWB, that's about 10 minutes getting into town. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 5 to 10. Holland, just a minor delay. The New Jersey Turnpike, Westernsboro, south at 15W, a stalled vehicle. That's in the process of being cleared. And still moving okay on 84 at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, but do watch for some ongoing construction. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high of 50 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah, we thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/Provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/Provember.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, good morning. It's Thursday, December 3rd. Look at this already. Rolling into Christmas, rolling into Hanukkah. Here we go. And we got this 6/24 lot going on today. I wanted to tell you about the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm. If you've got a problem with, your business, if you're a business owner, Lord knows there's so much going on now. You just watch the news every day and you see what rights you have as a business owner and what rights you have as a, an employee, any of those questions. It gets so confusing. All you have to do is call the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm. It's 844-4BJB-LAW, okay? 844-4-BJB-LAW. The firm's best relationships are with business owners and human resource departments as they help navigate businesses through employment law, all those problems that employment law presents. If any employment-related matter require addressing at your place of business, call Brandon J. Broderick ASAP. It's 844-4-BJB-LAW. And now, employment law is so big and important to our friends. There's so many questions that you have. I'm the same way, all of us, that AM 970 created this show. It's called Swimming with the Shark, right? Featuring our very own Mark Garber of the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm as he helps navigate individuals and businesses alike through the murky employment law waters. Tune in on weekdays. It's with Kevin McCullough, our buddy, 5 to 6 p.m., and you can listen to the shark or call again, please, 844-4-BJB-LAW.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
My winter nights are taken up by static stress and holiday shopping traffic. But I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else.
Big Al, what do you got here, buddy? What's this?
This is Taylor Swift.
Magic.
My friend, my personal friend, you mean?
That's right. This is about, nice. This is called Christmas Tree Farm. It's about how she used to buy Christmas trees on a farm in New Jersey.
I know. You know what? We always did that. Are you going to cut down? Are you going to cut down the trees? Anybody cut down the tree? Ever cut
no.
down a tree like that?
Fake tree.
Fake tree, Joe. I tell you, I always cut down a tree. I would always cut down a tree, always for years, 10 years, maybe more. I'd be out in the boondocks, and there are tree farms around where I live, right? So we would go with the kids when they were young, and then you take the saw, and you go, and you walk, and you cut down the tree, and it's rainy, it's cold, it's freezing.
She's a beaut.
The last time that we did that in my family, it was about 10 years ago, and we ended up getting an awful infestation of ants. There was a nest of ants in the tree. So we have never gotten a real tree after that.
You're right. Spiders come home with you. Termites come home with you. It's very, very true. So then now as I get older and everything's also, we're always, no one's got time. I said, at the side of the road, with the lights, with the strung lights up there, and you see the trees. Hey, they look good. Let's grab that tree right there. Yeah. So, we're going to,
There's a tree farm in New Jersey. I don't know the name of it. They actually sell different color trees. Like actual trees that they dye, like in different colors, red,
psychedelic,
blue, whatever.
I don't know.
I saw the piece yesterday,
Christmas
but it was
tree farm. I like that, man. I like that. This is good.
Kind of cool. Something different.
Let's find. I love that. Let's see where it is. I haven't gotten to the artificial tree. It's so much easier. I know. You just take it out, bring it up from the basement of the attic, and down from the attic. Boom! You're up. You're at them. And I haven't done that. I always.
Yeah,
have to have
we're
a
doing
real
that
tree.
This year because we're doing painting and floors and stuff next week and. Yeah, I don't want to have a real tree and have to move it around, so we'll do it after that.
It's so true. But, it's Christmas time. Hey, 6:28 with Joe on the radio. Let me grab some calls before we go to Nina Radcliffe. And Anthony's calling in. Anthony, good morning. Thanks for calling this early in the morning. What's on your mind, my friend?
Joe, I feel your passion, Joe. We got to stand behind. We the people got to get up and do. We got to open this country, Joe. This is no good. We got vaccines. People got to take them. We got to get going again, man.
I know.
We have to do this, Joe. We have to do this.
Anthony, we're doing the best we can, and I appreciate it. What Anthony's talking about is you stay on track, and if there's a question about voter fraud, stay on it, investigate it, look at it. You can't listen to everything I told you about. What's frustrating for me is when we do research for the show, and I can't get any real news. I really can't. I see the agenda of mainstream media, and then you can watch some other news outlets, you know, and some very few news outlets, really, and then I got to be as objective as I can. It's exhausting, because you can't find the right news. Everything's got a slant. The sheriff should not have shown up at Max's public house in Staten Island. The sheriff should not have, and the sheriffs don't want to be there. Send them in, shut them down. But there's a riot, there's somebody burning down somebody's building. Now we better not go near there, because you know what? BLM will get very upset. It'll seem racist if we go. I mean, come on. You know what? We are staying online, and we're trying to stay online as best as we can. That's it. Alfred. Frankie Five Bros just texted me. He goes,
the late Frank Morano?
He goes, can't the plow guy get you a tree?
I said, the plow guy? Oh, wow. He hasn't been in the picture for a long time. He's the late plow guy, just like he's the late Frank Morano.
Joey, we were talking about this. It was a running joke, and long story, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but the ex kind of was dating somebody, and it was, and what did he do? He was like doing driveways, and then he had a farm place, and so I went to buy a tree. Listen, I go to buy a tree from the guy just to keep, look at me, keeping peace in the family. The guy's
I'm paying for you, but let me pay again.
And he goes like this, it's for you, $50. $50.
He didn't even give it to you.
He still charged me. Never gave it to me. You know,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah, Joe, thanks for financing everything. Have the tree. Let me help you. Let me tie it on the roof. No, it's 50 bucks. 10 bucks extra to tie it up.
I see my kids at the house. I don't even go in. It's in my car. I got to have my kids in the car. My living room is my car coming in, you know. Oh, my Lord.
Some visitation, right?
Why do you have to be on good terms with the ex's husband, though? That doesn't make any sense.
No, because you like to keep the peace. You know, you keep the peace. But
Joe is the Adelaide Stevenson of you know.
Great reference. Yeah. Great reference, yeah. Oh, I'm trying. I am so trying. Elliot, let me go to Elliot on the phone. We got a couple more calls we go before we go to Nina Radcliffe. Hi, Elliot. What's on your mind this morning, brother?
Good morning. I'm not a political guy, but I felt and I was compelled to go down to Max's public house.
Good for you.
What's happening in this country, and what I said to somebody there, what you're looking at right now is you're looking at 1771, 1772, where people gathered by pubs and are revolting against the British on their lockdown on taxes and levying all kinds of regulations on the people. And this is not right. This is not correct of what they're doing.
Elliot, how was it then? And then I saw the news reports again. To my point, 60 people. It looked like there were 1,000 people down there. How it was very crowded, correct?
Yes, there had to be. I would estimate between about 800 to 1,000 people, because my friend told me it was on Fox News. I said, you know what? Let's go down and just support the guy. No one should be arrested for opening up a business. And you know, I wanted to say one thing. Our rights were taken away years before, Joe. When you stop the ban of smoking, and I'm not a smoker, but when you stop the ban of smoking in a certain pub, okay, if I'm an owner of a pub, I'll have smoking. Across the street, the guy says, no, I'm not going to have smoking. You have the right to do that.
That's right.
That's freedom.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, thank you. Elliot, thanks for your fight. Thanks for showing up there at Max's public house for the sheriff's going in, shutting it down. Unbelievable. Sending law enforcement to shut down a business. And they still don't know what they're doing with the virus. They still have no idea. Let me go to Hank real quick. We got a break, but Hank, I wanted to get you on the air. What are you thinking, Hank, my friend?
Now that the vaccine is becoming available, a lot of people are saying, I don't want to take it. So my comment is, if you have any confusion about the vaccine, speak to your local doctor. Like I will speak to my heart doctor, and whatever one he recommends, I'll ask him, are you going to take it? He says, yes, I'll take it. And the same thing with the voting. People are now saying, I'm not going to vote anymore. What's the sense of voting in New York or New Jersey because it's going Democratic? Yeah. Now is the time we got to stick together.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't agree 100% with what's going on with the closing of these restaurants, But I got a deep feeling, you know, the law is the law. We have to respect the law, even if we don't agree with it. Stay safe, Joe.
Yeah, all right, thanks. But when they take away your civil rights of just trying to run a business, and my argument is this, if you're going to shut down a business, then you show up, and you have guts, and you use law enforcement. And if there's someone burning down someone's building, and there are mindless, endless, chaotic, anti-American Antifa riots, and people are being attacked on the street, and there's cop cars and Molotov cocktails are being thrown into cop cars, you say to the police, get it done. Do what you got to do. That's what you say. You don't say stand down. And then when there's a pub owner that's trying to keep its head above water, and then they oh my gosh, they show up during the pandemic when you have no clinical data to back it up. Don't tell me what spikes there are, what not spikes there are. You have no idea what's going on. Send the sheriffs in to shut down a business? That is as anti-American as anything. And it is frustrating because these politicians keep getting voted in. And that's the puzzling thing. Dr. Nina Radcliffe will break it down for you momentarily. John Catsimatidis is going to be on the show. And we're going to go to Scott Lobato, too. He was down there, and he's instrumental in what's going on in Staten Island. The people are out. The people are ticked off. I'm watching my language. But the people are showing up, you know. And it is. It's frustrating. But you cannot not show up. You have to show up even stronger than ever. And we have to figure out who's the next mayor in New York. We got to, and you can't just not vote in Georgia. You got to show up in droves because I'm telling you, now more than ever, good will prevail over evil. Because someone's got to see the fraud that's out there in the election. Someone's got to notice it. They've got to notice it. And next, and also, and we got to move. I know, but also, it's the people. We got smoked by the Democrats. They are better at diabolic politics. They just know. They know what's happening. They knew that Joe Biden was going to win. They were so calm. They didn't even get their candidate out there. They knew exactly what was going to happen. They were going to flood the votes with the mail-in votes. It was all planned. And you know what? They were smarter than the Republicans, and that's what happened. They were smarter. They knew it. And now sometimes you just got to say, you know, they beat us out of our own. We were outgamed, to use the word of Brad Parscale. You know, Martha last night, he was talking. He said the same thing. Is it illegal? Is it fraud? Or is it gamemanship? He used those words. And we were outgamed. We were outgamed by the non-patriots. I don't even want to say it's not even Democrats and Republicans. It's patriots, who you are, who I am. That's why I feel I'm a patriot. I don't want to hear conservative. I don't know what conservative is anymore. I'm a patriot. I love this country. It's everything that's good about this country. And you know what? You're a patriot or you're not. And all those or nots are trying to take over, and they're making headway. And now more than ever, we got to show up bigger, better, and stronger than ever. Joe on the Radio, 636. We're fired up this morning. Nina's going to give you all the information on what we can do with these vaccines on AM 970. The Answer. Big Al has the headline news on AM 970. TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
36 degrees at 637. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio says students better show up to school if they want to keep their seats. He says kids will be switched to all remote learning if they don't show up to in-person class next week. Apparently, too many children are signed up for in-person learning with the intention of holding a seat, but ultimately end up attending virtual classes. De Blasio said he is putting this measure in place to free up seats, adding he wants to be able to reopen as many schools as quickly as possible. Authorities are investigating an explosion and fire in Englewood, New Jersey, that thankfully left no one injured. First responders say it may have been caused by a gas leak inside of a vacant storage building near Banker Street in the south end of the city that had a number of warehouses. The resulting fire rose to 5 alarms, required departments from several surrounding towns to respond. All started around 9 yesterday morning, sending thick black smoke into the air, which could be seen from Manhattan. In sports, as you heard here on The Answer last night, Seton Hall lost to Rhode Island 76-63. Over on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission, St. John's suffered its first loss 74-68 to BYU. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. It's pretty busy on the Cross Bronx Expressway eastbound getting out toward the Sheridan. It's a disabled tractor trailer. He's in the right lane. That's what's causing the delay there. Expect some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride over to the eastbound side of the BQE getting up toward Atlantic Avenue. More volume getting up toward the Williamsburg Bridge. Traffic moving slowly on the westbound BQE getting down toward McGinnis-Humboldt as well. And expect delays on the Harlem River Drive southbound right through the 130s. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly on Sunrise Highway getting out toward Hampton Bays. New Jersey Turnpike southbound at 15W, a stalled vehicle there just cleared out of the way. And traffic is moving slowly on 202 getting up toward the Somerville Circle getting out toward Raritan. Let's check in on the forecast. Partly cloudy today with a high of 51. Rain expected for tomorrow afternoon. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Your crew has worked hard this year, so why not show your appreciation with a gift from Lowe's? Choose from brands like DeWalt, Metabo HPT, Yeti, and more. While you're at it, get something for yourself, too. Shop in-store or at Lowe's4Pro.com. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Now we're fired up. See? You see? Hey, Joe on the radio, 639, telling you about Balance of Nature. You got to take Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. The best defense against any virus is your own immune system. So I want you to take your fruits and your vegetables, and you could do that with Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard is a doctor. He's a medical doctor. Came up with the concept of Balance of Nature. Stay with me on this. Because I know sometimes people, they'll hear you start talking about a commercial, and then they'll go listen to some other radio station. Stay with me on this because I worry about you, right? All right. You know, you're around our virtual kitchen table every morning, and I want you to, I'm going to give you the number to Balance of Nature and how you can get there online. But Dr. Douglas Howard is a medical doctor. He came up with the concept of fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And he's got a holistic wellness approach to making you better and making you, your immune system stronger. And you do it with simply fruits and vegetables. You and I don't need enough fruits and vegetables. But what Balance of Nature is, it's in a vegetarian capsule and it's 100% whole food, plants, fruits and vegetables. You see the commercials on TV. You see how meticulous they are and how pure this product is, Balance of Nature. And then the Howards give you free shipping, and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. You know you got to try it. And here's the number, please. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to use the discount code THEANSWER.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to weigh on us. While we all feel helpless, remember there is much we can do to protect ourselves, our family and friends, all of us. Simply get in the habit of wearing a mask and maintain 6 feet of space between yourself and others in public. Wash your hands often and stay home if you feel sick. It takes all of us to combat COVID-19. Go to cdcfoundation.org to learn more.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, Nina Radcliffe is standing by. I want to tell you about Empire State Bank, if I may, because we love Phil Guarneri, Jeannie Sarno, Tom and Esmeralda, and the whole family that is Empire State Bank. It's a hometown bank, hometown bank. It's not like these big conglomerates, you know? And they know, they've been there for 15 years, and they're there for your business, your personal needs, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking and mobile banking. Empire covers it all right there in your community, you know? So if you need business guidance, and by the way, Empire Empire State Bank, as I always tell you, were the first to step up. Phil was there 24-7. As he's always there 24-7, this guy. Phil Guarneri, right? He's always there. He came up with the whole, what loan do you need? How he can help out the businesses. And you've heard the businesses on this show working so hard just to stay afloat. Empire State Bank has been there every step of the way. The nonprofits that I always tell you about, Empire State Bank has always been there. And they'll be there for all your banking needs. Now, they're on Staten Island, right? In Brooklyn, all throughout the lower Hudson Valley. But we invite you to go to Empire State Bank by going to the website here, esbna.com. Would you start there, please? esbna.com. Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Dr. Nina Radcliffe is a practicing physician. She is in her scrubs as we speak, about to step into the OR. And I'm getting so many nice tweets on Twitter, Nina. Hey, we love Nina. She's great. Great to have us. So we welcome you to the show, Nina Radcliffe. Always appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Joe. We love you, too.
So you're on your way. Are you in your scrubs, really? You are on your way to the OR, correct?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man, you're unbelievable. God bless you. Hey, Nina, so tell us the vaccine. I'm going to take the vaccine when it first comes out. Is that okay to, should we wait? People are waiting to, like, the second wave. I just want to take it as soon as it comes out. That will be okay. I mean, reassure us if you'd be so kind.
Yes, and it's interesting because you've had COVID. You have antibodies,
right.
But they are recommending at this time that people who've had it should still get the vaccine, because we don't know how long your antibodies will be there to protect you. And we know that this vaccine is safe, it's very effective, and we want to continue maintaining health and stopping this pandemic.
So you know what, I should, because they weren't sure. They said, if you have had it, you have the antibodies, you will not need it. Then they said, for years, you have the antibodies. They don't know, so it's best you're telling us to get the vaccine, even if you have the antibodies, correct?
Exactly. So, you know, Joe, there's a lot of hope and anticipation of the vaccine. There's also a lot of anxiety about this. But what we know is that this vaccine is probably our way out of this pandemic. It's the way of decreasing the death and the suffering and our hospitals being overwhelmed. There's over 100,000 people in our country in a hospital right now because of COVID. Our hospitals are swelling right now. This is probably going to be the way out of, you know, our businesses closing, people having to stay at home, the financial strains, all that stuff. So it's important for us to really look at it. There's a lot of anxiety about this vaccine because of the speed that it was developed in. But I want to encourage people that we have to think about it as the progression of technology. When we used to first mail, it used to be walked, it used to be by horse, then it became by trains, it became by cars, it became by airplanes, and then it became by email. So we progressed from the way vaccines were made from, like, the Pony Express now to emails. And so that's why we were able to do this at such warp speed, because of the advancements in technology. And so that's important to understand, that we have made a lot of progress, and not to be worried about the speed at which it's been created. It has been tested in tens of thousands of people, and right now they have not shown anything serious. It's headaches, fatigue, some nausea that people have seen in the 30,000 plus participants who tried in there. So it is considered relatively very safe.
Oh, that's what I wanted. I wanted to ask you, Nina, too, on the shot. So there are some side effects. Are there different vaccines? Like Pfizer will have a different vaccine than a side effect than Moderna. Is that what it is? And what are the side effects again? Look at me worrying. I'm such a hypochondriac.
I want to point out, it's going to be two shots. After the first shot, it's about 3 or 4 weeks, and you get the second shot. And what they've shown in the trial so far, headache at about 2%, fatigue about 4%, between 2 and 4%, and nausea. And they're about the same for both of the trials. And time will tell, because as people get it, they're going to continue collecting data. It's not just, okay, it's going to be out there, we're not going to monitor it. They're going to continue watching if there's anything adverse. We want to continue to make sure it's safe, and we call that phase 4. Phase 3 was what we tested, and phase 4 will be the continued monitoring of it. So you're not going to be out there on your own. If something arises, that will be monitored.
So do I have to bother my doctor? Are the doctors going to get, you know, because I do, I'll text my doctor. I'll drive him crazy. He goes, Joe, just relax. Will you please? I go, wait. So now I'm going to text him. Did you get the vaccine yet? When do you get, how do we know that our doctors do indeed have it, you know? And I guess if you're older, those are the folks that are going to get it first. How will we know?
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, for the manufacturing of it has been in place. We are expected to, once approved, the Food and Drug Administration is meeting on the 10th. And as soon as that happens, they can start shipping it out. Probably by the 17th or so is what they anticipate. Now, again, there's some practicalities of it. They have to be stored at negative 70 degrees for the Pfizer-BioNTech. And initially, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they have recommended that healthcare workers and patients who are in nursing homes and long-term facilities receive it first in the first rollout. Then after that, they'll expand it to others. The key of this is they want to preserve our healthcare capacity and the force. We don't want the staff members to get so sick, the doctors, the nurses, the security guards, the pharmacists, everybody caring for the people who are sick.
Yeah.
We want to preserve them, and that's why it'll roll out. Plus, the fact that they have to be refrigerated, it'll be helpful initially because hospitals have that kind of refrigeration system. We're used to doing these types of things. So initially, that's how that will pan out. And of course, our nursing home patients, it's such a high rate of death. I mean, we saw nursing homes where people, almost entire, you know, population, they died. We want to protect them, the most vulnerable. So that's the goal initially, and that's what the ethical principles are. Then they want to roll out to the other essential workers. And again, everybody's essential. Every job is essential, but to the police officers, the firefighters, you know, the grocery store workers, that would be the next consideration. Now, as a second and third vaccine probably will get approved within the next few months, next several weeks, they can change that. So it's going to be juggling. As things change, they're going to adapt to it. And so, again, people who are concerned, the general public, about getting the vaccine between now and the time it might be available to you, do your research. Talk to your doctor like Joe did. Get the information. Don't rely on social media and hype and hysteria. I understand there's concerns. A lot of it's perspective, and that doesn't help to look at what somebody who has no medical professional training or research training saying, oh, you can get this or you can get that. Don't rely upon this. This is about your health, your family's health, your community's safety, our nation's safety, and we need to be informed. We need to be educated about this, and we need to make wise decisions. I encourage people to really look into it. And I also encourage those out there, you know, get your information, you know, doctors and the other experts, those are the ones that need to really spearhead this, the trusted professionals, not the politicians. So there's a lot of politicizing of the vaccine. And I'm very dismayed by that we don't trust this because it came under President Trump. Absolutely not. This is not political. This is about our nation. So we need to continue and really think about it.
It's so true, Nina, and you're so right. I'm glad you brought that up. It's epic. It's historic that Operation Warp Speed, you know, ended up like it did to actually have not one, not two, there's three, and there's more coming, and you have to credit the president for that. Nina, we love you, and the fact that you're in scrubs about to go into an operating room situation, we love that you take time on the air with us, and hopefully we'll see you sooner than later, Dr. Nina. We love you. Appreciate it always.
Love you, too. Thank you so much for talking about this important subject. Take care. Love you. Lots of love.
And love to the family. Thanks, Nina. Nina Ratcliffe right there going into the operating room. And it's true, giving us the lowdown on the vaccines. I'll take it. I'll take it. Deb, you're going to wait a little bit, you said. Right? On the vaccine?
Yeah, I did talk to my doctor, and he said, well, I'm taking it. So I think he was trying to be an example, you know, good idea to take it, you know?
You got to take it. Yeah. I don't know. At least we have something now. In eight months, for a vaccine to be developed in 8 months, this is monumental. Really is. Never,
amazing.
Ever in medical history. And again, you got to, God forbid, you credit President Trump. Don't say that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 652 with Joe on the radio. And Debbie's on the roads checking the roads for you on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go to the westbound belt. right by Kennedy Airport. Watch for an accident over there. It's kind of busy on the Cross Bronx eastbound out through the Sheridan. A disabled vehicle. Delays go back out toward the George Washington Bridge. A minor delay, though, inbound at the GWB. Lincoln 15 minutes in. Holland 15 minutes in as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? The time to plan is now. Need a will, trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan. The goal of Connors and Sullivan's attorneys is always the protection of your rights and interests. They've been helping people like you and me plan their estates and protect their families for 40 years. Talk with Mike Connors in a free, comprehensive telephone consultation to see how he can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. Have all your questions answered from the security of your home during these difficult times. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. Now is not the time to put it off. Call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule a free telephone consultation with Mike Connors himself. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or visit ConnorsandSullivan.com.
What if I told you there was a gift with no strings? It's no secret that precious metals protect investors in times of uncertainty. If you don't already have a little silver or gold in the safe, like I do, you need to research it. Precious metals have proven to be a rock-solid logical play in the modern-day IRA. So much so that a new problem has actually come up. The gold market has become so crowded with too many inexperienced dealers. I dealt with this myself. That's why I like Noble Gold. So who should you trust? Well, here's one tip. Stay away from any gold dealer luring you with an extravagant welcome gift that usually translates into hidden high fees. We partner with Noble Gold, where I buy my gold from, because they offer you a welcome token with no strings. You'll receive a gorgeous 1/10 of an ounce American Eagle gold coin with any qualified new account. Noble Gold's business model is set up with you in mind. They keep fees at an industry low levels, providing excellent ROI. Call them now and mention my name so you can have fun with this offer. Learn how to play it safe and smart with your finances. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunny to partly cloudy today and becoming a little milder this afternoon, high 51. Increasing cloud tonight, though 44 in Midtown, 33 to 38 in the colder northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow will turn out rather cloudy with a bit of rain in the afternoon, high 52. Saturday, rain heavy at times and increasingly windy. Watch for flooding, especially on streets and highways and in poor drainage areas, the high Saturday, 49. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, tell me about Relief Factor. It's great. You know, we have our little Relief Factor family with Pete and Seth Talbot, right? And then Dr. Gorka came on the show yesterday, and he said, you're my Relief Factor, brother. You know, I love that. But it's like a Darth Vader, you know, Dr. Gorka. But we, Larry Elder, you know, we're all taking Relief Factor. You know why? Because it works. And you know why we love telling you things that work? And Relief Factor works, especially the three-week quick start. For $19.95 is a dollar a day, about a dollar a day. They don't even make money on this. They don't even break even on this thing until about 4 to 5 months after you try the three-week quick start from Relief Factor. And now, and the thing is, when I tell you it works for me in 5 days, it didn't even take 3 weeks. I'm telling you what worked for me. I'm not making a clinical claim here, but I really feel if it worked for me, why does it not work for you? Because I think it will. 3 week quick start from Relief Factor for $19.95. Let's see. And this is why Seth invented this whole 3 week quick start concept. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. I think we can. You got to go to relieffactor.com, please. Relieffactor.com. And let me give you the number a couple times. It's 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Great to have you with us. 6:57. We're rolling in to the 7 o'clock hour. I will grab the calls off the top of the hour if we can. And then it's 877-970-2999. John Catsimatidis is going to join us. And Scott Lobato, he is so fired up. He's a true patriot. And Scott was down at the Max Public House in Staten Island, as Elliot, our, one of our callers earlier, were down there. I mean, they're sending law enforcement to shut down businesses. but they won't do it during the riots. Oh, you know, when you talk to, we talked to John Katz earlier. We're going to talk to John Katz in the next hour, and he's going to tell you what should be happening in the great city of New York. Aaron Elmore will join us as well. Frank Siller from Tunnel to Towers, T2T.org. You got to check it out. $11 a month. We want you to support our first responders, our heroes, our catastrophically wounded. Mr. Siller will always look forward to talking to Frank. And Stephen Moore as well wrote a great article how the conservatives, translate that to patriots, are still in America. We ain't going nowhere. We are fired up this morning, I'm telling you. Give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. 877-970-2999. I tell you, we are proud to be American, and we are coming right back at you.